Hello, Ms. Landman.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
Good. So I hope you don't mind me asking a few questions.
Sure.
Okay. So what is your earliest memories?
So I think my earliest memory is when I was about 3.5 or 4, we went camping, and there was this lake you swim across to a set of rocks. And I remember making it all the way across the lake, and the lifeguard was like, "What? How'd she get over there?" He was shocked that I could swim. And my dad was like, "No, she's fine. She knows how."
Okay. Who has been the biggest influence in your life?
My parents have definitely been the biggest influences in my life. They're hardworking. They've taught me to work hard, to be kind, to treat others the way I want to be treated, and they're just such a good example.
Okay. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
If I could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? I've traveled to a lot of dream places. I had the chance to go to Africa, to South America, to Europe. I really feel blessed. I feel really thankful for where I've gone. I think I would like to maybe next time go to Vietnam, possibly.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay. If you could snap your fingers and make one thing better in the world, what would it be and why?
I would definitely make sure that people treat each other with kindness. There's a lot more kindness and less cattiness, that people really respect where people are coming from, and there's just a natural, gentle state among people.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years or 20 years?
In 10 years, I mean, hopefully, God willing, maybe my husband and I will have children. I want to know that I worked as hard as I could to make a difference in my students' lives, and that that I did everything, you know, that I've done most of the things I want to accomplish, and that I'm still working to reach those goals at that point.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I always tell my husband, I just want to be remembered. I just don't want to be forgotten. That's all. I have this fear of being forgotten. And something about it, you know, I do remember my grandparents. I remember my great-grandparents just through stories. And I hope that, you know, our family can always tell stories and keep all of our great memories alive.
All right. Thank you so much for letting me interview Ms. Landman. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.